This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you watched any of the footage from Ferguson, Missouri a couple of years ago after Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer there, what you saw on the streets in a lot of instances were police officers and other law enforcement who looked, in some cases, more like soldiers than cops, military gear and military vehicles. That idea of the increasing militarization of American police departments is the subject of a new documentary. It's called Do Not Resist. Craig Atkinson directed it. Craig, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You start this film in Ferguson, Missouri, two summers ago, after the events of that summer in that town. What was it about that scene that got you thinking about making this film?
Well, we actually started a year prior to Ferguson. My father was a police officer for 29 years outside of Detroit, and he was actually also a SWAT officer for 13 of those years. And so I kind of grew up with the war on drugs era of policing around the kitchen table. And so when I saw the Boston Marathon bombing, I saw a complete departure from the era of SWAT that my dad was in to what I saw, you know, playing out in the days after the Boston Marathon bombing. And what we discovered during the course of making this film, well, $39 billion worth of military hardware had been gifted to domestic law enforcement agencies. And like any other investment, you get the returns, you know, where you put the energy. And in this case, we invested in weapons, and we're seeing the aftermath of that now.
And local police departments are using that money to buy what? Because the thing that becomes clear in this film is that it's more than just M16s and some Kevlar vests.
Sure. I mean, you know, surveillance technology is something that's also being fused into police work. And, you know, if you just look at the equipment, I personally don't have a problem with the equipment because, you know, my father was a police officer who had to go into dangerous situations, and look no further than the Pulse nightclub shooting where they used an armored vehicle to puncture a hole. Yeah, down in Orlando, to puncture a hole in the building, which allowed the hostages to go free. So we all can identify areas where you absolutely need this equipment. However, you know, going on ride-alongs for the last 3 years, everyone says that we're going to use this for terrorism, except for we never saw anyone use it for terrorism. But on a day-to-day basis, they were using it to raid houses, oftentimes for low-level drug offenses.
You went to a whole bunch of places in small town America. You went to Wisconsin, I think. You also went up to New Hampshire. There's footage of these giant, mine resistant armored protected vehicles. They're MRAPs, they're called, driving through these small town streets. And you also went to some city council meetings. And I want to play a piece of tape from the film here. It's citizen testimony at a city council meeting where they are apparently debating whether or not to take money to buy some of this military surplus stuff. And I'm just going to play that and then we'll talk about it. Here you go.
If you had told me 20 years ago when I was serving my country and defending it against the Soviet Union that someday we would have armored personnel carriers used to roam the streets of Concord, New Hampshire, I would have told you you're a raving lunatic.
Concord, New Hampshire, population not very big, and total murders in 2014 was like zero or two or something. It struck me as these trucks were driving through these towns, the sort of the cognitive dissonance there.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the justification is, you know, terrorism can happen anywhere. And while that may be the case, I just think that we need to reconsider how we're spending money in our communities. When we went down to Texas and saw these MRAPs sitting in a field, well, they all cost $1.2 million each. And we were at an Army depot and we were driving and there were miles of them, miles and miles of them.
Has your dad, who was, as you said, a cop for 29 years and a SWAT officer for 10 or 12, has he seen this film?
He sure has. You know, he appreciates what I do as a filmmaker, but I must say that he was pretty devastated to see a profession that he dedicated his life to evolve into something that, you know, he would never identify with. But, you know, there's been a huge increase. If you think about it, he was on SWAT for 13 years. They did 29 search warrants total. Contrast that with a department that we would go out with during the course of making this film, and they were doing 3 to 4 a day, 200 times a year. And so there's been a significant mission creep. And so that was very disappointing for him to witness.
It's a new documentary. It's called Do Not Resist. The filmmaker is Craig Atkinson. Craig, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having us.